Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back, bros. It's 5:05 with Rob and Suk and Todd Graham is here.
This is America.
Wow.
We're about winning championships.
Is he in the Force studio?
Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him. He's the coach of Hawaii now, right?
Is he?
I think Todd Graham's in Hawaii.
Really? No. I did not see that.
Now I'm gonna have to Google this, but I do believe that he is the coach of Hawaii.
I mean, I don't not believe you, but I just didn't see it, so I'm just confused.
Well, I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Well, this is like when we pronounce Jim J. Bullock dead like 19 different times. I feel like we
Todd Graham's at Hawaii?
Searching.
Hey, will you shut up?
Yes, Todd Graham is Hawaii's football coach. This happened on January 21st of 2020 after Rolovich became King Coug up there in the Palouse.
What do you think about that, Mike? Is that a good hire?
Did that come with any fanfare? What on earth?
Well, I paid attention to it.
Hawaii, though.
Well, look, it's not a good job.
I think that
it's one of the worst jobs in college football.
I agree with that, but I think that's actually a good hire for them.
Yeah.
Although I could also see him totally flaming out a la Jerry Glanville at Portland State.
Well, look.
Not knowing what he got himself into.
Todd Graham is not a bad football coach. And
he's good.
The reason why this is a bad hire, if you can call it that, the downside to it is that if he has any success there, he's gone. Like Todd Graham will.
Yeah, but isn't that anyone?
Oh, yeah, probably. But I think there's an idea with Todd Graham that he doesn't necessarily have the best, you know, reputation as far as being a man of his word. So it's a temporary fix.
Yeah, he left Pitt high and dry, right?
Yeah, and I think there was a belief that with Rolovich or June Jones that you could be able to hold on to those guys. Like, I mean, any sort of success, and Todd Graham's gone.
So,
but I liked him at Arizona State. I thought he was a charismatic guy.
I think he's a good football coach, but I also feel like Hawaii needs the right fit.
Yes.
Is he?
I would probably say no to that. But again, he's a motivating.
I would too.
He's a motivating guy. He's a used car salesman.
I could see him winning 9 games and then just.
Yeah, you're gone.
Just leaving.
But if
not even for another job, just like, yeah, you know what? This sucks.
But if you had to rank. And it's not a power five.
Kansas.
But if you had to say, no, I think it's a much harder job in Hawaii than it is Kansas, and I don't think it's close. I just think that is one of the, if not the hardest, mid-major jobs out there in the country.
If that's true, the coaches that have been there have had some success.
Yes, because I think you've had some good coaches that have come there. But there is not a whole lot going for that program because there is talent obviously in the islands, but none of them want to stay.
But the weather's nice.
That's the only thing, right? But your facilities are terrible. You don't have funding. There's not big support for the program to get kids to want to come out there to the island. It's so hard to recruit. You're at a disadvantage when you're talking about traveling to play every single game. It is just a mother bear to build a successful program there. And yes, they have had some success over the years because I think they've done a real good job having some innovative coaches, which is interesting because Todd Graham is not really an innovative coach or have like a scheme, the air raid or anything like that. He's just as a guy that, is a pretty solid football coach, and I'll be interested to see if he has any sort of success there.
All right, coming up, PJ Fleck continues to motivate us even through a worldwide pandemic.
Well, thank heavens for PJ Fleck.
And could this be the most watched sporting event of all time? Those items coming up, but right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Seriously?
Oh, hell no.
Number 5.
Former Washington player and coach Jim Lambright has died at the age of 77. Cause of death unknown. Lambright, originally from Everett, he was an all-conference defensive end for the Huskies in the 60s, and he was on Washington's football staff for over 30 years.
Yeah, he was the defensive coordinator during all those great years under Don James. I mean, he's a lifelong Husky.
Yeah, he took over for Don James as head coach in 1993, did win a share of the Pac-10 title in 95. His overall record, 44-25-1, before being moved out for...
Rick Neuheisel, yeah, right?
The Weasel.
Yeah.
Remember him?
I played against Lambright 1 year, and they kicked the living hell out of us. So that's my only
experience. Doesn't surprise me.
That's my only experience. There was it was an old-fashioned ass-whooping.
Well, they all speak very highly of Jim Lambright, and he passes away at the age of 77.
Number 4.
I'm not sure why this is news, but I'm tossing it in there. Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert held a video conference call with the Raiders today.
Yeah, well, they've got new... The NFL has laid out some guidelines now about what you can do as far as pre-draft workouts and how many of these you can have, so...
Yeah, so conference calls are taking the place of in-person meetings due to this little pandemic thingy.
Yeah, I've heard something about that.
But teams are only allowed 1 hour at a time, and they can only meet with a guy up to 3 times per week. So Herbert met with the Raiders... the Raiders have 2 first-round picks, if you didn't know. They're picking 12th and 19th. And also reports that Herbert has already had a video call with the Chargers, who pick 6th.
Well, and there's an idea that if the Raiders are interested in a franchise quarterback, again, with those picks, a lot of draft capital, you could move up because Herbert probably will not be available there unless he took a bit of a tumble down the board.
But they just signed Mariota, and they have Carr.
Yeah, that... doesn't mean
wouldn't
a whole
that
lot.
Lead you to believe that they would not draft a quarterback?
Yeah, I think anything goes with John Gruden. That guy collects quarterbacks like you collect garbage pail kids.
I don't collect garbage pail kids.
No? Did you at one point?
At one point I had one.
I would think so.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was
it was peer. I was peer pressured though. Like I was like, what is the deal with this? I guess I better have one. Why were those popular?
Garbage pail kids, they were fantastic.
Yeah.
Little stickers, put them on your peachy, put them on your you covered up your textbooks with the brown paper sacks. You put your garbage bag kids on there.
One worker helping build the Rams-Chargers new stadium in L.A. has tested positive for coronavirus. They say he's doing fine, but some controversy as construction continues. Much to the dismay of many of his colleagues.
Well, now you're getting a lot of blowback. I've seen at least 3 national writers that have penned pieces on, should we really be building stadiums right now?
Why is that there? I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, but I've heard this from a lot of construction bros. Washington shut them down, but...
Oregon didn't.
Yeah, there's...
I think that's a good decision.
I'm hearing a lot of people that are like, well, what the hell, man? It's like, everyone's telling us to stay away from people. I got 80 guys on a work site right here.
Yeah. Well, there is, at least in California, there is an exception for construction projects to their stay-home order. So they are... legally allowed to build it. Now, the stadium's grand opening was set for July 25th with back-to-back Taylor Swift shows.
Oh.
Yeah. I watched her documentary over the weekend.
She's fantastic.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's a good... What is that called? Miss Americana?
Something like that.
Miss Americana.
It's on Netflix. Look up Taylor Swift.
It's a good watch because it shows how she makes her music behind the scenes. Kind of neat. But she's quite the pleaser, Taylor Swift.
She seems like a good individual.
Yeah, very good person, yeah. 2 Cubs employees test positive as well. 1 hospitalized, the other not. They were both present at a training session on March 8th. The NBA draft is scheduled for June 25th. They're now saying that it could be pushed back to August or September. They basically want it to coincide with the tail end of the playoffs or even wait until the finals are over. They said that if the current season is scrapped completely, that there's a chance that the draft would just go off as scheduled on June 25th. And then unrelated note, in the basketball world, one of the most underrated names in sports, Remy Martin, the guard at Arizona State, today he declared for the NBA draft.
So now he's home hanging out.
His name's Remy Martin.
He's hanging out with his parents now. You see all the Peyton Pritchard videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
of
just
him dribbling and stuff.
Yeah, he's just like in his parents' garage. Like,
I love
he's,
that.
You know, he's like, I got nowhere to go. I'm done. So
I think he cooked something today.
I don't like. I'm fascinated.
More of that.
I'm fascinated by what Peyton Pritchard has going on at his West Lynn place. That's a must Twitter follow.
Wait, is that his Twitter feed?
Yeah, it's his Twitter feed.
I gotta go check that out. Usually the athletes don't do much for me.
No, he's fantastic.
But I did see the one that where he was dribbling between his legs. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he just goes in like figure eights and it's like what? Like quarter inch off the ground? It's insane.
It's awesome. And number one, Tokyo Olympics announced new dates. They will roll July 23rd through August 8th of 2021. The NCAA has approved the blanket waiver for all spring sport athletes to gain an extra year of eligibility. This is big. So those sports are baseball, golf, men's volleyball, lacrosse, rowing, softball, tennis, track, and water polo.
Yeah, so they all get the flexibility to you can expand your roster to make do for people coming in, the new recruits with others coming back. And the one I saw today said that they think about 85% of these athletes will choose to come back and participate in another year. They said one of the reasons was they thought that most of these in these sports aren't going professional. And they said that a year of graduate school sounds a lot better right now than entering a workforce right now that is well shut down.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Pac-12 announced an extension of any organized team activities through May 31st, meaning they're shutting those down. They've extended how long they're shutting those down. So they're going through May 31st. This includes pretty much anything in person, although the league will allow virtual meetings between coaches and players for limited periods, of course. The Big 12 and the SEC have the same rules in place. And one other totally unrelated college sports note, Oregon State hired a wrestling coach today.
Oh.
And his name is Chris Pendleton. He's a two-time NCAA champion wrestler.
Well, go Chris Pendleton.
Most recently, he was an assistant in Arizona State, and they had won three of the last four Pac-12 titles. So, yeah.
The other fun little note I saw about the Olympic Games is, you know, Japan was getting lauded because they weren't having a big effect of COVID cases, right? Everyone was like, wow, what's Japan doing? They're kind of over there where, you know, near where the whole thing started, and some countries around them have been dealing with it. And Japan really wasn't seeing a huge uptick like so many other countries. Well, now that they canceled the Olympics, all of a sudden the Japan cases are skyrocketing. So basically what Japan was doing was not reporting anything because they were trying to get the Olympics to go ahead as planned.
Yeah.
And now that they've been canceled, they're like, you got us. So congratulations, Japan, on, suppressing this simply because you wanted the Olympics to go off.
The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Whatever you do, do it with Coors Light. A mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Up next, a little bit more on this NCAA vote today, but then we'll get into PJ Fleck continuing to motivate us all. And could this possibly be one of the most watched sporting events ever? Should it come together? We'll get to that as well. It is 5:18 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. PJ Fleck is still out there, and he's still trying to motivate us.
He's leading men everywhere.
Yeah.
And women,
you surround yourself
matter.
With turds, you're headed towards Turdville.
We'll hear what he says about this pandemic and his advice for us coming up.
Does it involve an oar of some kind?
Oh, he's rowing the boat.
Of course he
Make
is.
Make no mistake. Now, this NCAA ruling, which has all kind of come down during our show, so forgive us for not knowing all the details. The details are kind of sparse because I think they've got to work through a lot of things regarding this. Now, what the NCAA did is they will permit spring sport athletes who had their season shortened because of the COVID outbreak, they will give them an additional year of eligibility. That is all of them, not just seniors.
Yeah.
And the only thing I've seen really on the details of it is they cannot guarantee financial aid to everyone.
Yeah, they're saying that it's up basically to the schools. They said the schools have the flexibility to do as they see fit, but they're not required to provide the same level of aid to a senior. So think like in baseball, right? In baseball, and I don't know how many people know this, there's very few full scholarships in baseball. A lot of partial scholarships. Like, you know, they have to divvy them up. So if you got a full scholarship as a senior this year and the season got canceled, the school does not have to grant you a full scholarship. At least that's what my understanding of it is, because it says that the school is not required to meet the same level of financial aid.
It could be the same amount of money you got the year before. It could be far less or nothing. They are also going to expand rosters to fit returning athletes along with incoming freshmen.
Yes.
So it's odd. I mean, there's just a lot of planning that goes into it, but I think it's a good move. Don't you? Like, I think that it would suck if I'm a Oregon State baseball player or an Oregon golfer, or, you know, this doesn't apply to the women's, you know, like the Oregon women's basketball team or any of the basketball players or anything like that. But if I'm on those teams, like baseball, what else did we mention? Golf, lacrosse, men's volleyball,
water polo.
Yeah. All those. I think this is great, because I think it would suck that this derails what could be your
final year.
Well, for some, their final year or their first year.
You're taking away a year, and most of these are not going to be professional athletes. And, but it is going to be interesting to see how each school handles this. And I do think you're going to get some, unfortunately. The NCAA is trying to do the right thing here, right? And God bless them, because the NCAA usually doesn't do the right thing. This is going to lead to some outrage, because
why?
That whole you don't have to provide the same level that you did previously. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some people that get left high and dry, and some people that are going to be upset about this. Remember, they're saying that about 85% of the athletes they're projecting are going to take this extra year of eligibility. Remember, too, that the NCAA is only going to distribute about $225 million this year as opposed to $600 million because of what happened with the NCAA tournament. So you already are dealing with a financial tightening a little bit. If college football in any shape or form is affected, because that's where most of the money for these athletic departments come, and they're saying that on average, depending on where you're at and the cost of graduate programs and feeding and housing, that you're looking at anywhere from $600,000 to $1 million per school for these extra benefits, for these extra athletes. And they said, well, for Ohio State and Florida and Oregon, right, $1 million probably isn't a big deal. But you get into some of the lower level Power Fives, or you get into the MAC or the Western or the Mountain West and things like that, $500,000 to $1 million is quite a nice little chunk of change. Where, you know, for the Mountain West schools, some of these TV deals that they have are only, you know, paying out for football, you know, $1 million to $2 million a year. And you're eating away, you know, maybe half of that budget. I think you're going to see some schools that unfortunately are going to have to make some tough decisions. And there's going to be some athletes end up with partial scholarships or maybe, you know, just tuition, and are saying, hey, I can't afford, you know, room and board, or I can't afford books. I just think there's going to be some ugliness that comes down, and I don't think it's really anyone's fault. I just think you're dealing with a financial situation here that a lot of universities, especially the smaller ones, are going to have a hard time just swallowing the cost, especially, again, if college football is somehow affected by this.
Now, if you're a baseball player, that because the MLB draft was limited to 5 rounds this summer.
Yeah.
What do you do if you're a baseball player that was going to be drafted, but maybe not in the top 5 rounds?
Yeah. Normally 40 rounds, by the way.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of players that would have been in limbo. You know, I mean, that's a lot of guys who were saying, oh, I'm going to go pro, or if they're eligible to go pro, they played 3 years.
Do you come back or do you roll the dice?
Well, teams still are going to be able to sign those free agents. There's going to be a larger pool agents now.
That's right.
And they capped the money they could spend on it to try to keep some sort of balance in terms of who can sign who.
But you could also then, like, that's a whole nother year of training. Now, you could look at it two ways. You could say, well, you know, I'm it's just another year I'm older. I want to get into the league now or try to get my start at you know, getting to the bigs now.
Yeah.
Or you could say, well, I get a whole nother year to mature, develop, and grow. And maybe if the draft comes back full next year, all 40 rounds, I go way higher.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's, it's unique to baseball in that sense. The other sports, I don't know that there's much of that consideration for the top, you know, 2 or 3% of players.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the other one is what if you are one of those athletes and you have to, and this comes down to, again, you're not, does the level of scholarship you're going to get, does that play a role in it too?
Oh, I think it does. Because I think that's the bigger.
Exactly. At what point, like if you're let's say you're a guy and you're projected to go somewhere, like you said, let's say 8th to 9th round in baseball, right? And maybe you would normally be like, hey, I'm coming back. But now the school that you're at says, hey, by the way, your scholarship, it's, you were on a 60 or 70% scholarship. Yeah, that's a 30% scholarship. Yeah. Because it, my understanding, again, just reading through the language of this, where it says right here, I'm reading from the Washington Post, the council's decision gives the individual schools the flexibility to make decisions at a campus level. Is there a guarantee that some of these schools are even going to offer it? I mean, I guess there's the ability to have an extra year of eligibility, but from my understanding, no one's required to. When I hear decisions at a campus level, there may be some schools that say, hey, we'd love to have you back, but you know, we can't do this.
You almost have to do it at the campus level. Like, you can't do something. There's too many schools and too many different financial situations to govern that from above, right? You have to do it at the campus level. And I think what happens is, if you're an athlete, is you've got to sit down with your coaches and administrators and get a real lay of the land of what it's going to be like.
Well, here's the other weird one too, is that if you come back and these athletes are already going to be graduated, right? Because you have to be on pace. And if you were going to be a senior, so this doesn't affect the you know, sophomores, freshmen, right, ever that are going to not have this year count towards them. You get next year of eligibility. But for the seniors, the idea of coming back to graduate school, and this is maybe just a small sliver of it, but remember that we had that mass exodus in Stanford this year because all those athletes that were graduating couldn't get into Stanford's graduate school.
Yeah, they lost like 20 guys.
Yeah, because they were like, David Shaw had to tell guys that had used up their school eligibility but had an extra year because of redshirting. They had to be like, yeah, you need to go find somewhere else because you are not going to get in. I wonder if there's going to be any of that. Are you scrambling right now? You're like, hey, I didn't plan on going to graduate school. Oh, crap. I gotta find a graduate program that's going to accept me.
And then a text says, imagine if they had to skip fall football and how much chaos that'll be.
I'm telling you, if that happens, and because Kurt Herbstreit came out and said this, that he would be shocked if they had a college football season this year. If that happens, not only are you dealing with all the logistical nightmares of what happens to those athletes, and you're dealing with way more scholarships, and you're talking about 85 per year and the cost of that. But just if you want to talk about a budgetary crunch, already the NCAA has had their distribution cut in half. Imagine now not playing college football and all the money that comes into those programs that basically funds every other sport other than maybe basketball. I don't know what schools do at that point.
Well, but you also can't really do what we were talking about with the spring sports, which they just did. They granted the extra year of eligibility. Can you really do that with football and basketball, guys and gals?
Boy, I mean, you're talking about you'd
that's really hard because
you would have a lot more scholarships being thrown out there if you had a bunch of seniors that decided to come back.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just a lot of money.
You've got a recruiting class of every year of what, somewhere between 20 and 26, you know, ish kids. How many of those would choose to come back for another year of eligibility? You know, that is a significant number, more so than on a volleyball or a softball team.
So if they cancel college football, which is worse, the financial hit of, well, I assume, well, this is an easy answer. The financial hit of not playing a season is worse than having to
figure out
the eligibility of, obviously that was kind of a dumb question. It's way worse if they don't play, but it's like, you're damned if you do, if you're damned, you don't. I know they want to play, as do pro sports, cause it's all about money. They want to rake in the dough. But at the same time, if they don't, God, what a mess.
I just know that
there's nothing you can do. You just have to cancel. If they don't play football in college this fall, it's over.
It's bad.
Those guys are not going to get another year of eligibility.
I don't think
so. You just lose out on the season. We don't have a champion. It's just you got to pick back up in 2021, business as usual.
It's going to be a right? world. And those schools, I guarantee it's just it's from a budgetary standpoint. It would just this is
there's no making it no. up. They either play it and they play it generally on time. They could shorten the season, but there's none of this where they go back and give kids extra eligibility and try to pick it back up.
I wouldn't think so.
They can't do it.
I just thought financially they can. I promise you every athletic director is sweating bullets at the idea of trying to figure out what you do with your budget if there's no football or football is significantly shortened.
Hey, they should listen to PJ Fleck because he's motivational.
You're headed towards Turdville.
He will motivate us, even in the eyes of a very serious global pandemic. That's next. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 537. I love Mike, and I saw Jeff Russ do this too. There's this whole thing going on out there. It's going viral. Somebody offers you $3,500 to finish everything on this tray in 90 minutes. Could you and would you do it?
Yeah.
And it's McDonald's. And it looks like it's what?
20 McNuggets probably. And then
four sodas, medium fries. And it looks like
two quarter pounders and two double quarter pounders.
Yeah. And Mike's like laughing. He's scoffing at it.
Yeah.
Like is this supposed to be challenging?
Yeah, is this supposed to be challenging?
You could eat all that?
In 90 minutes, yeah.
I'll bring it in tomorrow for you.
For $4,000? Well, you're going to pay me $4,000?
No.
$3,500.
You've been, I'll give you some TP. You've been awful.
That's pretty cocky.
This is no big deal. So I will bring this in tomorrow before the show. And let's see if you can do this in 90 minutes.
But I don't want to eat McDonald's. Unless they're a sponsor, then great.
Backtracking.
I see Mike obviously backpedaling right now. Look, are you going to do it or not?
No. Because let's be honest here, with the gym closed and a lot of running going on, Mike, I'm not eating that much McDonald's right now.
One day. One freaking day.
Yeah, see, it's easy to have muscles on
exactly.
Twitter.
Exactly. A lot of bold proclamations. Jeff Russ said, what am I going to do with the other 70 minutes?
Now, he, I kind of believe.
Well, he's got a great boiler. I feel like he might be able to power through it. Mike is a
no, but seriously, you don't think that's
a recovery
fat guy. If you want to bring it in, bring it.
Oh.
If you want to bring it in, bring it.
Will you do it if I bring
it? I'll try. Yeah.
No. Not try.
Well, I mean, I think I can do it. So
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, the
you really think you can eat? I mean, you probably could. It's just gross. Like, why would you do that?
Well, because now Suk's challenging me to it.
Oh. Well, don't back down if you don't want to do it.
I don't really want to eat it because I haven't eaten fast food in a very long time.
Rob, shut up. We got him to do it.
That's gross. Can I get one of the quarter pounders?
No, you can't. You're not doing it.
Oh, hell no, I'm not doing it.
Well, I will tell you, the guy that owns all the McDonald's down in Southwest Washington by me, he loves the show. So there you go. I'll see if I can get him to throw in a quarter pounder for you, Ropper.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, but no, we're going to do this, and we'll film it, and we'll see if Mike, you got 90 minutes. So we should wait and do this on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think hell we start at 3 o'clock, and let's see what happens.
Okay.
I think he can do it. I think he's going to feel horrible afterwards.
Oh, I think he can do it for sure.
I will feel terrible.
I just don't know why anybody would want to do that.
Well, we used to do this
and I don't really want to, but now I feel like I have to.
In college, we used to do the
Wait, you need to sign a waiver first. I'm not going to be responsible for this.
Oh, yeah, we got to check with legal, right?
maybe. Well, it's a lot of calories to intake.
Well, I don't want you to
If he dies, the blood's on your hands.
We might have
not
to,
mine.
We might have to run this up the flagpole. This might be considered.
Mike secretly going, yes.
Yeah. No, Mike, you're doing this. But in college, we used to do a thing where we would pool together.
You're doing this unless they don't let you do it.
Yeah. We'd pool together like $50 and we had the $50 Taco Bell challenge. And you could go to Taco Bell, which was like dirt cheap. And you had to order $50 worth of food, drinks not included. You had to order $50 worth of food, and then we'd, you know, it was like a half hour or whatever, and we would see if you could eat $50 of Taco Bell. And that, I will tell you, is harder than you think.
Well,
because I saw some big fat guys that flamed out spectacularly at that.
We also did, Rob, when you were out, we tried one of the super spicy wings from Fire on the Mountain on the air.
Yeah, that was not
fun. How'd that go?
Incredibly hot.
It sucked. Mike had two of them. I had one, and it was not good. Yeah.
There was a lot of sweating and drooling and nose was running.
That's the other thing. It's like, why does everybody got to be a tough guy about the hot stuff? Like I like hot. I mean, I put hot sauce on things, but like the Indian peppers mm-hmm. and like
ghost chili and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like come on, why? I don't know.
It's some sort of Tuffy Tufferton thing. Like it's not gonna bother me. I don't.
Who wronged you?
I don't know. I'm
you don't have anything to prove to me. It's
no,
okay.
I am totally with you on that. I enjoy spicy food as well. I am not the man's man when it comes to let's eat as hot as we can. I told the story when we did that. There's a place called Let's Eat Thai. It's a food cart right down here off of Moody. And I used to eat there all the time. And really nice people know me there. I get the same thing almost every time. And I made the mistake because they ask 1 through 5, right? I always get like this chicken cashew stir fry. It's my favorite thing there. And they always ask 1 through 5. And I usually just say 2.5, right? Give me somewhere right in the middle. And I went back. I was there back-to-back days, which normally I don't do. And the guy was like, hey, you're back. Awesome. And he's like, how was it yesterday? And like a dumbass, I used the word a little bland.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He was like, how was it? And I said, oh, it was really good. But I said, maybe make it a little spicier. I felt that maybe it was a little blander than normal. And he melted my face off. Yeah. I feel, and I,
as he should.
And I, it's totally, deserved it's every totally bit of- my fault. Totally my fault. And I had to go back like a week later and he was waiting and he was like, hey, how was it? And I said, I will shut up now. Thank you. Please go back to a 2, not even the 2.5. I'm sorry that my big white ass insulted you with the term bland. I didn't even finish it. Like I got maybe of a quarter way through it and my nose was running. I had tears coming down my face as like, I'm sorry. So to the entire Let's Eat Thai community food cart, on air, I openly apologize for the second time. How dare I state that it was a little bland.
You know, the other thing about the super hot eater guy who tries to prove that he can eat something really hot.
Yeah.
The thing that I find funny about that is because my brother did that once. He went to the Salvador Mali's.
Yeah, the Great Balls of Fire or whatever.
Yeah. And he was sitting there and I could tell he was just miserable.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about it is, it's like, I don't know how he feels, right? Like you're not even really impressing anyone because while we know that the stuff is really hot,
yeah,
we've never tasted it. So we don't know how hot it is. We have no context.
It's not for the other people. It's for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's like an ego boost. Like that makes you feel better.
It's not an ego boost. It was, can I do this? It was a self challenge.
Yeah.
Because I did the Salvador Mali's challenge and I mean, it was disgustingly hot, but I finished it and I was like, cool, I can handle that.
I'm greatness.
I guess. I'm with you, man. I don't have
it's like a feeling of accomplishment.
I do not. I've never done a hot challenge. I don't feel the need to do a hot challenge. It seems miserable. And if you want to call me a candy ass or whatever, feel free. Cause I don't understand why you'd want to eat anything that hot.
Hey, something we were talking about earlier today. We were just talking about this, about the NASCAR.
Yeah, they're
iRacing or whatever
simulators,
and what other sports that would work in. Which it would work in golf. We forgot to bring up golf, but if you got all the pros in a golf simulator,
yeah,
that'd be pretty badass.
Sure, yeah, well, especially if they were all in the same one. Although you probably couldn't do that, but most of those guys, I'm guessing, have home units.
You would think that'd be good. I'd like to know that. How many of the PGA Tour pros have simulators at their places?
Because some of those simulators are great.
Dude, they're awesome. Yeah, you can play all the real courses. Uh-huh. And they've been doing a deal online where they're all hitting left-handed. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. You want to feel terrible about your, especially as a lefty golfer.
Their left-handed game is great.
Oh, my God. Brooks Koepka left-handed is 800 times better than me.
Do you think he Princess Brides people? Like he goes out and like he's playing against a really good golfer and he's like competing with him. And he's like, I've got to tell you something. I'm not left-handed. He switches to righty and then annihilates you.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I think they should do that or just have him hit with like old hickory clubs, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like the old.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Like I found a set in my parents' old garage and it was like the woods were actually wood. You know, it was like the old Wilson clubs.
I'd like to see those guys play with those.
The old Bill. Time to break out the old Billy Brew.
But anyway, Chris Haynes, we were just talking about this and we were talking about NBA players playing 2K, you know, and all that. He says the NBA is planning a players-only NBA 2K tournament.
On Friday.
Now, I'm a little confused, and young Mike's going to have to help us with this, but I don't think this is actual players. This is like the E-team esports guys?
I think this is, from my understanding, it says
Mike doesn't know.
The NBA is planning a players only NBA 2K tournament that will feature the league's sharpest video gamers.
Exactly. So, sharpest video gamers. Yeah, not,
no, that means it's the players.
It's the players.
It's the players.
So they're
he would specify it would be the E2K league or whatever they call it.
They're reaching out to
the guys who really can play NBA 2K that also play in the NBA.
So I guess like they're saying that like James Harden is a big video gamer, and so that like he would probably take part in this. Antetokounmpo is a, so he's throwing out some names of,
and nice,
and we don't know if they're participating, but I guess there are a handful of guys that play online and tweet about it. And so they said they don't have a lot of details, and they're hoping to do it on Friday, and it said it would be broadcast on a major network, but my guess is this is one of those, they're just trying to shoestring this thing together, and you know, we'll get more details as it goes on.
It's probably not too difficult to do it on the last second, because all you need is the cameras on the players and like a capture card so that you can watch the game.
Yeah, but you still have to find, you know, where this thing's going to be broadcast
on.
It'll
be on TNT.
You know, if you have like a, are you going to do the you know, the Chuck and Ernie and all those guys, or how this goes down. But apparently they're going to try to roll this out.
Yeah, I don't think you do the Chuck and Ernie thing, or like the in-studio thing.
That'd be kind of
they're
fun.
All.
Well, it's kind of what NASCAR's been doing with the iRacing. Yeah. They have all the actual announcers just calling the race.
Yeah,
are they keeping their social distance, though?
I would assume so.
You're telling me it wouldn't
like
be...
Like Jeff Gordon is calling the races, and he's on Fox for regular races.
You're telling me it wouldn't be great to have Chuck call that'd
be good.
Yeah, an NBA 2K
You know what? This is a great idea. However...
As you just poo-pooed it an hour ago?
It's a great idea. I'm just saying I won't watch it.
Oh.
I think that I didn't poo-poo it. What I said was, the guy who's poo-pooing it was that bald guy right over there. What I said was, I think there's an audience for it. It's just not me. Like, I don't care about NBA 2K. I don't care. But I think that right now there's such a thirst for anything that these athletes are doing, the sports of any kind, that if you throw something like that on TV, I think a lot of people would watch it. Hell yeah.
Well, and a ton of people play 2K who are NBA fans.
Sure.
They can watch the athletes and be like, oh, I could beat James Harden in NBA 2K.
Well, someone says, you know, and this is correct. You know who I always see playing video games on Twitter?
Who?
Hammer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Myers Leonard is a huge gamer. You better believe the Hammer.
Let's get him in there.
He's bringing the heat.
Dude, he could win that thing.
Yeah, why not?
NBA champion, Myers
Leonard. And I guarantee Myers Leonard will not be wearing sleeves during this tournament. 100%.
Okay, let's get back on track. Coming up next, PJ Fleck motivates us all. 548 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
So I'm out to Jason Quick, who we have not needed here as the Blazers have shut down operations, about who will the Blazers, because Chris Haynes is saying that there will be one representative from each team in this NBA 2K tournament.
So they probably just reach out to each team and be like, hey, who's your best gamer or, you know, whatever, who wants to do it?
If Twitter's been any indication lately, it's Ant Simons.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been playing a lot of Call of Duty on Twitch and, you know, looks pretty good.
Mike's dialed in. Like, this is the one thing Mike's like, oh,
this is Mike's big break.
Yeah, he's been waiting for this.
So
talking esports with Mike Lynch.
I text Quick and we'll see what he says. Finally, here tonight for sports, if you can call it that, we've got a little PJ Fleck. Now,
we all need a little motivation.
You don't like PJ. He's the head coach at Minnesota.
I find him to be a snake oil salesman, and guys like this tend to drive me crazy, but...
He's got bits. He's the row the boat guy.
I mean, he's a good coach. I mean,
very motivational.
He wins.
He had a great season with his football team this last year.
Yes, and I will tell you that I would rather have the PJ Fleck of the world than I would the old, angry, bitter...
Like the Bob Knight guys.
Yeah.
If you surround yourself with turds... You're headed towards Turdville.
At least he's positive. He's a douche, but he's a positive
Very
douche.
Positive. So in times of a global pandemic, who better to keep us motivated and coach us up than PJ Fleck? So I clipped this out just for you. It's a minute 45. It is PJ Fleck on Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is an internet show, maybe. Something.
Well, McAfee does stuff on the NFL Network, too. So I'm not exactly.
I think this is from his. I don't know. But Pat McAfee does a show and he's on there. And here is. So McAfee asks him. He says, "Hey, you're a motivational guy.
Motivate me."
Yeah, we're all down in the dumps. This sucks. What's going on? Motivate us.
Yeah, I think one of the big things is looking at it through the eyes of there are no problems in this world, only situations. Everybody somehow, some way in this world is being affected by this. Now, there's some people that are being affected more than others. whether that's through the virus or through financial part or through their health or their family. But everybody is being affected by this. Everybody understands this and everybody's going through it together. But there are no problems. There's only situations. And from a situation creates opportunity. So for us, it's about how we're going to be able to respond to this. How are we going to be able to get back to this norm? And everybody wants to keep chasing this norm. When's normal coming back? I got news for you. Normal's not coming back. Whatever your view of normal is, it's not coming back. There are going to be ways and things that we implement that becomes the new norm. But if you're afraid of that, who says the new norm can't be better? Why can't our world be better? Why can't our nation be better? Why can't we continue to grow? Why can't we be intentional with our intentions to make this a better world after we get through this? Who's to say it's got to be worse? Who's to say the economy's got to go back? We all have a role in this. And we can all row the boat together. And we can all take our problems, look at them as situations, and create these opportunities that make this world better. But here's the one thing. We all affect this. Every single one of us have an impact of how we actually change the future of this nation. When has that ever happened?
Never.
I mean, maybe the revolution, the Civil War. But other than that, like, when have we had an opportunity where all of us have a chance to actually move forward together and make this nation better? And I think we can do that if we do it together.
Real quick. Let's go!
How about that?
That's great. You know what? In all honesty,
that's really great.
Good. Really
outside
good.
Of the row the boat thing, which just drives me bananas, that actually is really good.
Yeah.
I will give PJ, who normally I just roll my eyes at.
See, what you normally.
That's well said.
What you think about PJ Fleck is that it's all scripted.
Yes.
And he goes off script. He's terrible, but he's got his talking points and it works for him to motivate his guys and this and that. That was tailored to a new, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he said there are no problems, just situations. Yeah. To a new situation in the world, it's a global pandemic, and it works.
Sure. Although I will say that I think there are some problems, but, you know, just
no.
Just
saying, like, if there are only situations.
Yeah, if, you know, I'm going to disagree with that slightly, but I get where he's going with it, and that is better.
I like him.
Than PJ Fleck is.
I like him
most of the time.
I've always liked him. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a good dude. And I'm down with what PJ Fleck is rowing.
All right. You're rowing.
I am
rowing the boat, huh?
Swimming the water that he is rowing in.
You're not going to Turdville. You're going the other direction.
That's right. I would play for
well,
that
if you're
guy.
Swimming in the water, I don't think you're following his mantra.
Oh, yeah. You got to be in the boat.
You got to be in the boat.
I am rowing in the boat.
There you go.
That he is in. We're all rowing together. I love that.
You're going to go to Minnesota and play for PJ Fleck?
I would.
Okay.
Hey, if he were, I'll put it this way. If PJ Fleck were in my living room, I'd listen. And then I know if PJ Fleck were in your living room, you'd cut him.
Well, he would not recruit me. Let's just get that right out of the way.
No, I think he would, but then he'd find out what you're all about. And then he'd be like, yeah, we don't want that kid.
He would want nothing.
I am the type of guy that he wants.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Very motivated.
Mm. Although, can I
strong?
Can I ask a question?
Fast.
Just real quick about, and I get he was going off the cuff.
Great athlete.
But
great looking.
Civil War?
Beauty of radio, Mike. Excuse me. Professional.
Did the Civil War bring us all together, or, you know, that?
Well, really. I think he's saying that every person had a chance to affect that.
Look, this is a big deal.
I don't know if that went as well as he wants to throw that out there. That wasn't a real unifying sort of.
I don't think he was.
I'm just
talking about unify. I think he was just saying, when was the last time all of the people?
Yeah. Right.
This is a chance to affect something.
This is a unique situation. And he's right.
Just saying, maybe the Civil War wasn't the best
example. Listen, what's your name?
Jason.
Jim.
Soup.
We all
Dave.
Have we have the power in our hands, John. And all they're asking us to do is go sit on our ass on our couch.
Yes.
Right?
But at the
That's
same,
all we have to do.
Yeah, but at the same
That's
time.
That's why you can order food in.
There's some people that are sitting on their couch right now
you
that
can
are
drink.
Gonna really, really be in some financial trouble. So,
well, he said that. He said that. Look, it's not perfect. It's hard. It's hard. But on the other end,
like, I'm just trying
the
to
new
hard.
Normal.
It's all just hard.
You know, I should get paid for this.
Look, I gave him credit. Now I got to walk it back a little
the
bit.
The new normal is going to be great.
I got to walk it back a little bit.
He's awesome. And
I'm
this
not,
guy's
not
right.
I'm not going to say it's awesome.
This guy says, I don't know how one could not like PJ Fleck, especially in a world where most coaches slobbering a-holes who do nothing but tear people down. That's right.
Oh, I understand that, which is why I said he's better than that. But let's make no mistake about it. PJ Fleck is a a-hole. He's just he's a self-serving a-hole. He just...
he motivates you before he tears you.
He motivates you. And remember, this is the same guy that went on the whole transfer program being like the worst thing in the world and it would be in a societal problem. Okay, PJ.
And then he left Western Michigan saying he would stay there.
Yeah, so, cram it. Make no mistake, he's as full of S as any other, person out there. He just does it with a more positive spin.
It's kind of douchey.
All right, the club is next on The Fan.
You don't have to do that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.